presentazione molto diversi di confronto.
You were sleeping, Srila Prabhupada, last thing in the bed and wake you up.
No, who is that now?
Didn't Prabhupada give milk and barley this morning?
Yeah.
He said he took 12 spoons of kichuri and loki.
Yes. You took some lunch today, Srila Prabhupada.
You took morning and lunch.
And then you?
Of course,
yeah. But compared to other days, you took as much or more. Well, then we can postpone and we can put ourselves under the care of this other Kaviraj who came the other day.
Okay.
Remember the Kaviraj from the Rangaji temple? The assistant that this man was going to bring. So now we can be put under his care and take our chances. That's what staying here means.
The Kaviraji, he explained that if you remained here, that would be good. But he didn't think there was any risk of death for you to go to Mayapur.
Naturally, and I was making parikrama, this corner, I was feeling tense.
This corner?
I don't think so, sir.
Well, most of this traveling that we're going to do, you'll be laying down.
Just laying down and just laying down.
Well, then we have to think of what the alternative is. Staying here means being subject to the possible care of this assistant who you saw the other day. Because this Kaviraj will not wait anymore. He can't stay here anymore. We can try and convince him to stay. But I don't know how successful it will be. And he may give his medicines, but if some unforeseen difficulty develops, then it means that we are under the care of this other person.
This parenting predicament is very rough. You're bouncing up and down, you're going swinging sideways.
It's not as rough as challenge and mindfulness. It's about 1/10 as rough, or 1/50. Mm-hmm. All you gotta do is go on a rough road. It's nothing. How can I sleep? I think the main point here, Prabhupada, is that we have to consider rowing as opposed to staying here with the possibility of being under the care of this other Kaviraj. That, to me, is the choice. This Kaviraj will give medicines. First of all, we can try to live in the state, but failing that, he's giving a series of medicines, which he expects will be proper according to the condition. But naturally, the conditions can change on any day. Then what will we do?
No medicine.
No medicine. We should reject this Kaviraj.
How much time the Kaviraj would stay here with you in Mayapur?
Every few days, maybe. Every 2 days? Every 3 days? Yeah, he's prepared to be there.
Is there you feeling some bad effects from these medicines that you want to reject them?
At least there is risk of life
by family.
Thank you.
We've also seen, Srila Prabhupada, that while you've been here in Vrindavan, without this Kaviraj, your condition has steadily deteriorated. Now he's come, and there's some slight improvement. We can speak to him about staying, but it's highly unlikely that he'll be able to stay away from his practice for any time longer. Then, if your condition turns again, then what do we do? There's also risk.
No. At least he's there. At least he's there. So, but I said you used to be here.
And chance of survival is here and chance of survival is there. But where is the...
No. Well, why did you leave it? Very survival. Or not only me, but very arrival.
Mr. Prabhupada, don't you think that the medicine is working, having some good effect?
This medicine is working. Why am I not feeling any pain?
That will come slowly, Mr. Prabhupada.
That means, as you say, the medicine. Not that risky. Whatever service you can be. Leave me without me.
Why is that the best thing, Srila Prabhupada?
Hmm?
Why is that the best thing?
Because all everything has failed.
This Kaviraj has not promised miraculous recovery. He has said it takes time.
Yeah, at least 15 days to say.
We're all feeling encouraged for the first time.
Actually, the Kaviraj has left it up to you, Srila Prabhupada. He said that the way you have cured your cough and cold in just a day, in just a few hours' time, the same way you can cure all your diseases, you know, if you want. Just for yourself, without any medicine. At the same time, you sent this Ramanuj Kaviraj giving you the medicine, and ever since you started taking the medicine, there has been some good effect. Like you start passing more urine, you start getting a little appetite, little taste, the swelling has gone down to some extent.
About 2 days ago, you said that either the Kaviraj should stay here or we should go with him. So, why should we change that idea?
Because in this morning, I was sent
about a half hour.
in the harbor where we found strength.
According to the Kaviraj, his treatment is that first of all, he has to take care of your liver and kidneys before giving you strength. He said there is no question of you getting any strength until your liver and kidneys are healed. So the first part of his cure is to help your liver and kidneys. Then, when they are functioning properly, you'll be able to eat and other things which will automatically give strength. Medicine will not give strength, but medicine can cure the organs which are now not working properly.
No. It took medicine from him.
Right. That was his proposal. His proposal was that you take medicine, and then after 10 or 15 days, you may have enough strength, and he was going to come back and then take you to Mayapur.
I do that?
Now, the only reason that we were hesitant was because if something along the way happens, had he been here, he could have adjusted the medicine to suit the particular need. And now, not being here, you know, we'll have to depend upon this assistant in case something changes. If nothing changes, then there's no harm. But if something should suddenly alter...
Is this thing?
What, Srila?
That means death.
No, it doesn't mean death. Alter means supposing you suddenly develop some... You can't say what it will be. It doesn't necessarily mean death.
Some secondary ailment.
Anything that you come up, just like sometimes you get a cough. Cough doesn't mean death. Sometimes you pass a little more stool, that doesn't mean death. But anyway, the idea is that having a Kaviraj person present naturally is the best thing. So if it's not possible and that does develop, then we'll have to call upon the man who's this assistant.
Why call Baba? Letting suffering make him from
supply the medicine from Calcutta. Well, he said he can give enough medicine now to last, I think, for about another 10 days. Even now.
And that is all right?
Yeah, the main medicine, he has to supply for 10 days only.
Right.
That the one that it is still yesterday.
Right. Of course, we can still try and convince him not to go. That would be the best thing.
No, he's changed. But... Actually, you are administering his medicine. It doesn't require
his presence.
Providing that everything goes according to his plan. Yeah, his presence is simply encouragement. Not necessarily a necessity, just so far.
Yes, it is medicine you need. And let him go. But he didn't think that I'm bothered now.
No, that's not what we said. We will never think that. There will never come that time.
We are the burden, Shiva.
We are the cause of your disease, Shiva Prabhupada.
You have to drag us back to Godhead. That is a very big burden.
I do think that this morning I have faith.
That is because this parikrama is very strenuous, Srila Prabhupada. This jerking and
So 3 hours to go, 3 hours to go. Shut Denny's in South Dakota.
But then again, there is an advantage that all along he can lie down. His divine good can lie down.
So, Upendra says that the time that you get faint is when you're sitting up. If you lay down, you don't get faint. If the issue is that you got faint, then that's only because I've seen you sitting in this bed and getting cranky sometimes. Sitting up, fainting. Laying down, you can't faint when you lay down. Fainting is when you're sitting up. But practically the whole time you'll be sitting up. I mean laying down. And neither fainting is necessarily, that is not a sign of death. Fainting.
Fainting is of death.
What, Shilamon? Well, I know myself, I have a history where I have fainted more than 25 times in my life. And I did not die. I fainted in so many different places, in the subways in New York.
You are a young man. And I'm already there.
Why don't we see what the copyrights think, Srila Prabhupada? Should we call him?
Why is he still right now?
Upendra was saying that not going is all right, but the fact that you are rejecting medicine, that is not good. So So I was saying that I don't really think that you're rejecting the medicine, but you're taking that position that we've settled in between. I can understand that you appreciate that the medicine is doing some good, but in order to get us to agree...
You were saying that our Prabhupada's not growing, then we're at a loss for medicine. So then Prabhupada's growing, then no medicine.
No, and also Prabhupada's saying no medicine, so that if you say, all right, stay, but take the medicine, then Prabhupada will...
And he'll agree with that.
Transcendental bargaining. Srila Prabhupada, I have seen you dealing with the most tricky people in the world. I saw you dealing with that Mr. Nair, and then with that other man, Mr. Ratnaparthi. So I can understand that when you say no medicine at all, that we will then simply say, well, please, Srila Prabhupada, just take medicine and then you stay here. And you'll say, all right. One Mahaparikrama?
No.
Oh, one time around, not many times.
Oh. I am doing that much. But he's in all of the things.
Well, actually, we're also wanting you to do parikram, but we would... One day we are hoping to see you walking the parikram.
That's all right. For the time being, even for the co-appointing guy, that is a glorious. That's a one. Lady Great Vanan?
No. That's not the question of burden. The only thing is that we want you to get better. There's no question of burden.
Better. He suffered and was here to die. Why is better?
No, but we don't suppose that.
No.
We're not supposing that you're sure to die.
We don't feel that at all.
I don't think there's any question that you're going to die.
In morning symptom.
But you fainted. Although you don't remember sometimes, you have fainted at least a half a dozen times in the last month or two. I know you don't recall because we did not say anything. But we have seen you faint at least a half a dozen times. Actually faint, falling backwards a little bit in bed when you were sitting up. In extreme weakness, fainting is natural. It is not necessarily a symptom of death. It's due to excessive weakness. The blood does not circulate properly in the head and one faints. I mean, people faint all over the world all the time. It's a...
I'm not laughing when they're fainting and all the devotees. That's... Everyone faints. All their
morning
faints. I'm not laughing when there's mandatory fasting for all the devotees. After the devotees are fainting throughout the day, they have
it.
Still, they are.
Sometimes devotees think just from fasting one day, you have fasted for 6 months, Srila Prabhupada. If you faint a little bit, it's not a sign of death.
No, no. We're going dead.
I know, that's why we're so...
But we are not, we are not welcoming the idea of your death, Srila Prabhupada. Mm. You say, what is the harm? There is no harm for you. Your return to Krishna has been assured from your very birth.
We're not that harm to you.
We are thinking of the harm for us and the rest of the world.
That depends on Krishna. But for me, if you give me this disease, one sekula, and then lead me to my faith. You give me, because I am not too clean. So, keep me holy, and I am not a good sinner. That I have become
just saying, Srila Prabhupada, something must have happened that you're feeling somehow that we think that you'll become a burden. But we don't feel that way at all, Srila Prabhupada.
You've given the example, Srila Prabhupada, that when a capitalist has money, that's also a burden. And when the woman has a child, that child is a burden. In the same way, but that burden is a burden of love. So you're that kind of burden that's wanted.
Why is it called that?
Bhakti Chira went together.
Maharaj. I'm sorry. The Purikama Kala. Is why painting Manamukha.
Acha.
He said, Jaldi Akasya is a sogya.
Acha, jab aapko malum pada to kuch ji ghabraya ke andar? Nahi. Andar kuch ghabrati hui? Ghabrati hui. Chakkar aane lage?
Wow.
Swelling is reducing.
इस हालत में ब्रज बनता वाराणसी है।
हाँ, अभी सड़क भी ठीक नहीं है, देखूंगा। अच्छा, उसके बाद में तो नहीं हुआ, आने के बाद में फिर भी हुआ यहाँ?
नहीं,
आज आपको जैसा हुआ पहले भी हुआ था कभी? याद है? स्मृति नहीं है
विशेष?
आज जैसा हुआ पहले कभी हुआ है? स्मृति नहीं है। कटी वाली
सुबह हुआ थी।
अच्छा, उसके बाद में केसर की थी
कितनी?
नीचे गाय की है और ऊपर का वंशिष्ठी का। मतलब कमजोरी के हिसाब से कुछ ज्यादा है, बाकी एज के हिसाब से उनका एकदम नॉर्मल था। अब बात ये महाराज, जर्नी तो काफी है।
हाँ?
जर्नी जो है 8-10 घंटा की है, यात्रा जो है ना ये 8-10 घंटा की है।
हाँ।
और कुछ कमजोर है उसी बोल के है, बाकी हार्ट का कोई चिंता नहीं है। आप क्या, आपने क्या आज्ञा बोली आप?
नहीं, उस समय वो सिम्टम देखता भी है।
हाँ। तो फिर ठहर के आ जाएगी, सिवाय कमजोरी से। वो आपको जो फिट हुआ है ना, वो आप बैठे रहे ना, वो वीकनेस है, और कुछ नहीं, कोई रीजन नहीं। कोई हाई प्रेशर हो या प्रेशर लो होने से हुआ हो, कोई रीजन नहीं। अच्छा, हार्ट जो है वर्क कर रहा, हार्ट में भी कोई रकम का नहीं कि जिसकी वजह से फिट आ सकता है हार्ट से भी। लेकिन ये जो हुआ है, ये वीकनेस आपको बहुत ज्यादा, क्योंकि कुछ खाना पीना कुछ गया ही नहीं ना, शरीर में ब्लड की कमी है, हर चीज की कमी है। तो आप बैठे रहे, बैठने से परिश्रम पड़ा, परिश्रम पड़ने से आपको और कोई उपद्रव बोल के नहीं है। जाने में मान लीजिए यहाँ से दिल्ली तक जाना भी बड़ा खराब, तो बीच में रास्ता इतना खराब है। मैं तो आया हूँ ना, उसमें बहुत ऐसी इतनी गलती है, मैंने कम से कम आधा मील का रास्ता तो बहुत ही खराब।